This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Junction presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Don't forget, coming up in just about 20 minutes, our pal Mike Jones, national NFL writer for The Athletic. He'll join us. That's coming up at 7:20. But right now, it's time to hit the skins, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Well, then sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code JUNKIES. You score 10% off. Remember, don't sleep makes you great.
All right, obviously, Jaden Daniels, the biggest story. I know Valdez has the audio. We'll play in a second here. I think he went to the podium, I don't know, 3:30 or something like that. I was actually down in the basement and about an hour later, and I watched it. And I'm just going to give you my perception, and we'll play it. When he first starts talking, as you'll hear, I think, yeah, I don't know, man. I think they're probably going to hold him out.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you get later into it, I've now changed my opinion. Oh. I think he's going to play. Because they keep talking about what good spirits he is in, and he was laughing and joking, and they're going to evaluate him every day. And they're being very vague, too. They're not saying, like, a bruise, or, you know, they're just being very vague. I think just playing games with the Bears. I've now changed my opinion, just so you know. So, JP, I know you said he's going to play, and I was kind of adamant that I thought they'd hold him out at least a week. I've now turned a corner, could be proven wrong, but I agree with you. But here's Dan Quinn yesterday at the podium.
The status for Jaden we'll put down as week to week. As you guys know, it's a rib injury, and we'll take him through, you know, all the steps at practice and assess how he's doing and keep working it through that. We're hopeful he can play, but we'll also make sure to take every precautionary step and do it smartly for the player and the man. And so I want to make sure I gave you all the updates that I had. And so it's not going to be something that's going to knock him out for a long term. And so, like I said, we're going to list it as week to week. And like I said, hopefully we'll play this week and we'll take it every day of it all the way through.
I think he's being kind of
honest. I hope he plays.
I mean, I think he's going to play.
I hope he does.
Because the key thing is, first of all, I do have a theory. I always have a theory.
Okay.
And I actually think I'm right. I often think I'm right.
I know you often think you're right.
Because if he had a bruise or something or a crack, what they would say, right? I think, because I speculated on this yesterday. I said, can your rib pop out or cartilage or something? Mm-hmm. And a bunch of people said to me, oh, totally. It can pop out, you just pop it back in. And it's not a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling something like that happened. They just fixed them, boom. And now, because he's going to practice. They're going to evaluate every day. Yeah, make sure he can make all the throws.
Now, if he has pain or a setback during practice, then later in the week, they might be, you know, like, let's save him. Let's have him miss the Bears game. They don't want him to miss the game, but if it's better for them long-term and him long-term, I believe they're looking out for his best interests.
I definitely believe that.
I think Justin Herbert had the same exact thing happen to him last season, and Herbert played the next
week. What happened with Herbert?
It was almost like the same, like a bruised rib, nothing like, not a broken rib.
Why aren't they saying it's a bruise? Why aren't they being more descriptive?
I don't know.
Trying to be vague.
Yeah, that's what every league does this. The NHL is especially evasive when it comes to admitting what injuries are.
I know they do that in the NHL. They go, it's an upper body injury.
Upper, lower body injury.
It's like, just kind of, usually we get more detail. Because like we say ACL, MCL, sprain, you know, like you hear everything.
That's why I differ from you, is that I still think it's up in the air. And if he was healthier, I feel like Dan Quinn would say day to day, not week to week.
Well, because I think they're playing games with the Bears a little bit.
I think there is some of that to that. And then also, if he's legitimately week to week, if you said, hey, he has a bruised rib and he doesn't play Sunday, I mean, it just kind of looks bad, doesn't it?
Oh no, because I think bruised ribs are really painful. I think most people know that.
But there is gamesmanship all the time, because I think it was 2 or 3 weeks ago when Shane Steichen was evasive about who was going to play, whether it was Anthony Richardson or Joe Flacco. And then, like, right at the time the inactives came out at 11:30 on Sunday, it was Flacco when everybody thought it was going to be Richardson.
But here's yeah. where I kind of, because I was thinking, man, they're going to hold him out. I mean, obviously something happened, but they're basically talking about it like, because the reporters are trying to probe, and he's basically like, obviously, yeah, Jaden's like smiling, laughing. He's gonna be practicing. If he was hurt, he wouldn't be practicing.
You don't know the extent of his practice. Valdez brings up a good point on Justin Herbert. So he suffered a rib cartilage fracture.
That's totally
and
different.
Played.
Mm. They're just saying rib, like they're being very vague, and I think it's because it's not that big a deal.
But
whatever it is, very minor.
But if you look at what happened with Herbert, I'm looking back on this. So it says he suffered a rib cartilage fracture in the fourth quarter against Kansas City. Considered day-to-day.
But right.
This seems less serious.
Right.
Although maybe he also has a fracture and they're just not reporting it.
But the thing about Herbert was when he did fracture the ribs, mm-hmm. or sorry, the cartilage, he did it on a Thursday night. So he
had a couple
extra days. He had 9 days to recover.
Well, the other thing
as opposed to the regular seven.
Made me think this is not that serious at all. Is first of all, he's going to practice. Like if he was really hurt, I really believe this. You know, they would say, "Well, we're going to go through the first thing we're going to do. We're going to see if he can run. Then we're going to see if he can throw 10 yards. Then we're going, you know what I mean? There'll be a progression to it." Doesn't sound like that's what's happening.
Is he going to be a full participant in practice?
I don't know that.
Because there's limited practice.
I'm sure he'll be limited on some level. But it's not like from ground zero.
Mm-hmm.
Like this sounds like he's pretty good. He's laughing. He's joking. All the guys. I'm telling you, I've now completely done a 180.
I thought he would play this week as long as it wasn't a broken rib.
I think you're going to be proven
correct. We'll see what happens.
I think you're going to be proven correct.
Hopefully he plays.
Yeah.
Are you worried about the Montez Sweat revenge game, Cakes?
Not that worried about it. I mean, it's always an angle. It's always kind of a subplot. It's lurking.
The other thing
it's DJ Moore's coming back.
That is true.
Revenge game. Coming back to the state of Maryland.
He does love playing in Maryland. This is true.
The other thing they mentioned is that he's not going to wear like a flak jacket per se or anything like that. I mean, which... Like Quinn's like, yeah, no, he's got padding and it's pretty good. Like it doesn't look like it's a lot, but mm-hmm. it's pretty good. And so I mean, they're not gonna put extra padding. He's gonna practice. He's laughing and smoking and joking.
Wheels up, baby.
I'm telling you, wheels up. This guy's playing. I mean, if I'm doing the math and I've been wrong a million times, I'm changing my opinion. I think he's playing. So that's great news. If it in fact turns out to be the case. Now
I know CBS wants him to play.
I didn't click on it, but I did see that the Bears are actually favored. Now I don't know if that's because they're it's up in the air and they're assuming maybe that he won't play. Do you see it? I'm on the FanDuel. I'm trying to look at the number.
It's 2.5. Bears minus 2.5. Over under 44.5.
Okay. Yesterday at this time of the article was 1.5, so it's moved to 2.5. All right.
ESPN Bet has the Bears minus 3.
Right.
Although the matchup predictor, what do you think it's at? Cakes' matchup predictor, if Jaden was healthy, was 80% Commanders win. I was 60% Commanders win.
Oh, I've already given a matchup predictor.
Yeah, you said the Cakes predictor was 80-20.
You said it was 80%.
Oh. Don't really recall that.
Maybe he meant maybe 80% they'd be favored.
Oh, no, that doesn't make sense.
He said 80-20.
You're asking me what the ESPN matchup predictor is?
No, your personal predictor.
If Jaden plays?
Yes, you said it was 80-20.
Can I get a caveat?
Both Jason and I heard it.
Can I get a caveat, a carve out in case he re-injures his rib?
Sure.
All right, so the Bears are favored by 3, and then they're saying the Commanders are 60% favorite?
No, you're sorry. No.
Okay.
Cakes, his personal prediction was 80-20. Mine was 60-40. Right. Jaden's healthy.
Okay. What is ESPN?
Yes. ESPN, interestingly, their matchup predictor where they run it thousands of times.
50-50.
54.4% Commanders.
That's only a slight lean.
So the Commanders are 54% favorites, but they're getting 3 points. Okay.
That's the whole thing. The betting markets, right? They're just trying to get money.
Reacting to the news.
That's what I'm thinking.
The Cakes matchup predictor, if Jaden plays but re-injures his rib, 60% chance the Commanders win. If Jaden plays to 100% capacity, 75% Commanders.
So you have, if Marcus Mariota plays, you still have them 60%
favorite. Yes, but again, I've only run this just now.
One time in your brain?
Yeah. It has been run 1,000 times through the sim.
Valdez, you know how the Commanders get criticized for only beating losing teams?
Yeah.
I'm looking at the Bears last beaten. Three wins. The last three wins, they beat the Rams.
Yeah.
The Panthers. Similar score to what the Commanders did.
No, yeah. Let's and make then them out Jacksonville. To be unbeatable. I like that. Yeah. Well, no like one's, that. They're a juggernaut.
Yeah. Nobody thinks
no
that.
No one's saying that. No one's saying the Bears are great. But they've won three straight. They're playing better.
Caleb returns to DC angle.
Yeah, there you go. Revenge.
Factor that in.
Who? Caleb.
Caleb. He's actually from Bowie. He's a Bowie
DeMatha
guy.
Rejected him. And he went to get that. True story.
They might have wanted to rethink that.
Probably should have.
Going back in time.
One DeMatha, one mistake.
Yeah. One mess up.
Damn it, I lost my train of thought.
I wonder how we did against Gonzaga when Caleb was there.
Probably not great.
We had the kid Bo, whatever, that went
I'm going to guess you guys didn't do great facing Caleb Williams in high school.
I think there was a Hail Mary game. Okay. I think Gonzaga won on a Hail Mary.
Was it Bo English? Was that the kid's name?
Bo English.
He was a kid that went to Air Force.
Okay.
That was the quarterback.
I know you're talking
time.
About.
Yeah.
I'll call him man Tom Ponton.
Yeah, you do that.
Find out what the results were when Caleb was at Zaga.
Oh, I had a point that JP talked over me and I lost.
Can we run the rest of the?
Well, I wanted to run. I wanted to run. I don't know if he has it. Because we had the discussion yesterday, what everyone's talking about. Would they limit the runs? Would they limit the designed runs? Do you have that, Valdez? No. And I'll just paraphrase for you, and if Valdez finds it, fine. If he doesn't, no big deal. He basically says, no.
I think I knew that answer already.
He says, no. You know, it wasn't like he went through the A-gap and he had a D-tackle crush him. He was 35 yards downfield. Mm-hmm. It was no different than a scramble. And it was just an awkward. This is another clue for me, is he even basically said it wasn't like it was some high-impact thing.
Yeah.
Which makes me think...
It's kind of a freak accident.
It was a fluke, whatever it was. That's why I'm going with my theory. He popped something. They popped it back in. He's money. It's like you popped your finger, you pop it back in, and you're silly.
A dislocation.
That's my theory.
Caleb Williams had a pretty good game against DeMatha in that game. Because you made me look it up, and they did win on a Hail Mary.
It was a Hail Mary, yeah.
I only completed 13-29 passes for 358 yards and 3 touchdowns, and he ran for 113 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, that's a pretty
good
game.
High school player.
They won a prayer.
Who won?
Gonzaga won on a Hail Mary.
Who won?
Yeah.
Zags.
Yeah, thank you.
On a Hail Mary, Kate.
What about
they won the game? Who won the game?
I don't know what year that was.
Doesn't matter how they win. They won the game.
Probably 6 or 7 years ago.
I know. I'm just wondering what year
it was. It was 2018.
For Caleb.
Yeah.
Right, but I'm wondering if Caleb, the year before, if Gonzaga beat them.
I don't know.
We want to get overall scoreboard the whole time to see how we did.
Yeah. Of course.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah. Do you have anything else? No. So I want to go through. There's more stuff I want to do here. Maybe we can do it when we come back. I don't know what our next guest is. We have Jones
Mike
coming
Jones
on.
Mike Jones coming
7:20.
On next.
Okay, we can talk to Mike.
We can get back into it.
Later on, I want to get into some of the PFF rankings. I always find that kind of interesting. Mariota's comments where he's talking about the brotherhood. A lot of Commander stuff we can still get into.
Okay, we can get to that later in the show. But next, we'll talk to Mike Jones, national NFL writer for The Athletic. We'll do that next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.